Nice size crowd here, far side of the gym bleachers are pretty much full. I believe we have some special guests at halftime entertainment and a lot of parents and grandparents and neighbors coming to see that. Always welcome, the more the merrier here. Nice little student section considering all the activities going on tonight. Carson Keithley across the timeline to start the second quarter. Right side, Micah Clark, joined by Clampett, Lamer, and Leatherman. Clark up top, circle left. Keithley back up to Clark. Good fast ball movement. Nice head fake by Clampett. Dumps it off to Leatherman in the paint. Maggie off the rim, doesn't fall. Rebounded by Harrisburg. Collier, the junior, skips it across the timeline. Keithley picks her up there. They go circle left to Simmons. Simmons, three ball, doesn't fall. Leatherman, weak side rebound, gets it to Keithley. She's across the timeline to Clark. Free throw line, Emma Lamer, jumper, halfway down, back out. Officials with the whistle. That's going to be a hacking foul on, is that going to be on Collier for Harrisburg? It is on Collier. This Chillicothe Hornets basketball game is also being broadcast on the World Wide Web, courtesy of Green Hills Technologies in Breckenridge. Just go to our website at kchi.com and click on the links. First free throw was in for Emma Lamer. Two-shot foul in the act of shooting. Second one in as well. Two good-looking free throws by Lamer. Doesn't get a lot of opportunities at free throw line. Made the most of them there. 17-5, Chillicothe on top. Harrisburg across the timeline with Sadie Cook. Loose basketball. Tried to save it from going out of bounds. Did Leah Barton. Nice effort, but stepped on the out-of-bounds line. So Chillicothe with another opportunity. Keithley will bring it across the timeline with a right-handed dribble. Goes over to the corner, and that one tipped out of bounds by energetic Leah Barton, the 6-foot freshman. Can see some talent in these Harrisburg freshmen, the couple that have been in there, Cook and Barton. So there's some talent. Harrisburg going to be back on the upswing over the next few years, it looks like. Right side, Clark, cross court, Carson Keithley, three ball off the rim, didn't get it to fall. Oh, nice offensive rebound by Lamer, fires it back to Keithley. Keithley gives it up to Clampett, right side, back to Keithley, high on the right, high up top. Circle left to Clark, baseline left now to Clampett, give to Leatherman, give back to Clark. Her pass to Clampett on the low post, picked by Shelby Simmons. I keep wanting to delete one of the M's. Simmons. Parkey and Jones set to check in for Chillicothe. Simmons right side. Clampett with the steal now. Gets it to Keithley. Keithley lays it up. And the little bundle of energy has her third bucket of the night. a 14-point lead for Chillicothe. Collier works it from the point guard spot over left side to Simmons. Baseline right to the 6-foot freshman Barton, and she has her first point. Short little jumper by Barton makes it a 12-point Chillicothe lead, 19-7, 5:30 left to play, first half. Carson Keithley, bounce pass through traffic, driving the baseline, Clampett can't seal it off. Gets her own rebound, flips it out to Leatherman. She hands it to Micah Clark off the base, off the rim, didn't get it to fall for Micah Clark. Couple of good looks at the bucket, neither one fell in. Timeout, Harrisburg. We'll be back after this. 19-7, Chillicothe with a second quarter lead on KCHI. 5:14 left to play in the first half, 19-7, Chillicothe. With the lead, they made the first bucket and have led the rest of the way so far. Harrisburg slows it down following their coach's timeout. Collier waltzes across the midcourt stripe, gives it up top to the 6-foot freshman Barton. Acton comes up top of the key and a bit of a flex offense, and there's a pass stolen by the lightning quick Whitney Clampett. Clampett goes to the house, dumps it off for Leatherman. Mackey off the glass, couldn't quite get it to fall. Got a nice feed from Clampett, and That'll fall next time. 19-7, Chillicothe still with a 12-point lead. They've led by as many as 14. Baseline, Trey Collier doesn't connect. Parkey with the rebound, flips it to Jones. She'll bring it across the timeline. Right side, Micah Clark. Underneath to Clampett. Clampett and Parkey kind of collided. Clampett comes up with it. Gives it to Parkey, and Parkey posts up on the low post right, and she has six tonight, and it's a 14-point lead again. 21-7 midway through the second. Collier across the timeline, a low right-handed dribble. Goes over circle left to Simmons. Simmons working against Micah Clark. Up top to Collier. Collier works it right side. Jones sticks right with her. And still works it. Now coming up to help her out, Hunter Carinder working against Leatherman. Pulls up the dribble on the wing. Close to a 5-second call. Has to take a timeout. Harrisburg takes a timeout to avoid the turnover. And we'll be back in 30 seconds on KCHI. Harrisburg coach took the timeout to avoid the 5-second call and had a couple of words down on that general direction. I'm not on the floor. I'm not sure if he's talking to his players or the officials, but he's a very passionate coach. Plus, he's not feeling well. He told me that. Low post right, and a foul was on the floor with Maddie Fritz, a 5'8 sophomore. And that's the second foul on Maggie Leatherman on the floor. Fifth team foul, inbounds play now. The bounce pass into Ivixis, doesn't fall. Parkey the rebound, gets it down court to Keithley. Keithley is hacked, count the bucket. You'll not find a tougher customer as they hacked Keithley pretty soundly, and she still got the ball through the hoop. She's got eight, and it's a 16-point lead. Hunter Carinder with her first foul, fourth team foul. Lamer and Jalen Reeder check in. Leatherman and Clampett set down. Parkey, Lamer, Keithley, Jones, and Reeder. First, the Carson Keithley turns the three-point trick. She's got nine, and it's up to a 17-point lead. Sarah Collier checks back in, and Shelby Simmons sets down. 3:12 left to play in the first half, 24-7. It's been a good, strong first half for the Chillicothe Lady Hornets. A lot of fast break points so far tonight. Drive inside, Parkey. Block the dribble drive by Collier, out of bounds. ...24-7, 3:01 left to play. The inbounded up top to Carinder. And you can't push it anymore over here. We need space for the coach. So that's about as far as we can go over here. Thank you. Chillicothe, the rebound off the missed shot. Jones goes to the floor, get bumped down, and everyone's fine.
That was on number 24, Hunter Carinder.
It's going to be Hunter Carinder. 2:46 left to play in the first half, 24-7. Chillicothe up top to Jones. Over to Keithley, circle right. Gets it to Reeder on the right wing. Up top, Parkey sees a three ball. The six-foot junior drops it in. Parkey with the three-pointer. She's got nine. Keithley with nine. And it's a 20-point lead, 27-7, Chillicothe. 2:17 left to play. That'll be a reach-in foul, I believe, on Chillicothe. Campbell will check in along with Jones will return.
Hannah Jones, her first, team six. Checking in for Chillicothe, Whitney Clampett.
Sixth team foul. That's, or check it, it's Clampett that checks in. Jones is already in there because that was her first foul. 27-7. One is number one, one is number 11. They both have long, dark hair.
Leah Barton.
Maddie Fritz checks out, and the six-foot freshman Leah Barton checks back in. Harrisburg's basketball underneath their own bucket. The inbound it to Avixis. That shot doesn't fall. Offensive rebound. Three ball comes up off its mark as well by Carinder. Chillicothe the rebound. Reeder down court to Keithley in the corner. Back out to Reeder up top. Parkey left side. Clampett looks over the floor. Pulls it back out. Man-to-man defense by Harrisburg is what they like to run. And there's a little bump foul on Harrisburg. Fouls are even at six apiece. And that's number three on Carinder. She's going to have to be a little careful. Minute 52 left to play, and this will bring Shelby Simmons back into the ball game, and Carinder will sit down for the remainder, minute 52. Keithley receives the inbounds pass to go up top to Reeder, looks off a three-pointer, right side to Keithley, feeds underneath to Clampett. They go back up top. Reeder open for the three ball. This time doesn't get it to fall. Rebound Campbell and stick back. Nicely done. Aaron Campbell for two. Offensive board and stick back for the senior. 29-7 Chillicothe. A minute 20 left to play. Clark and Lamer set to check in with a minute 13 left in the half. Up top, Shelby Simmons. Working against Keithley, a little hand check foul on Carson Keithley. That'll be Keithley's second foul. Leatherman has two. Three others with one for Chillicothe.
Number 10, Carson Keithley.
Keithley and Parkey check out as Lamer and Clark check in. Minute 9 left to play, 29-7. First half action winding down. Free throws coming up for Simmons. Off the back of the rim for a 1-1 for Simmons. Chillicothe the rebound. Campbell down court to Reeder. Back up top to Clampett. Clampett dribble drive right down the boulevard. Pops it up and in. She's got five. 24-point lead under a minute to play. Between the circles, Sarah Collier works it. And the center court circle, 38, 37 seconds left. Micah Clark comes up a little bit. Go over left wing to Simmons, high on the left side. Simons, rather. Milking the clock down, 24. They'll probably run about 10 more seconds off before the play comes. Usually teams like to start the play at about 10 to 12 seconds. Up top, Barton. They go inside to Avixis. Lamer comes up with a rebound. They get it to Clampett, or Whitney Clampett running one-hander. Comes up short, and the stick back by Micah Clark didn't fall. We've played half a basketball. Chillicothe 31, Harrisburg 7. We'll be back after this on KCHI.